Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
That's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Defending that title now for better than 27 years. Today, we've got lots to talk about in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, boxing, the big heavyweight fight going down yesterday in the UK. I'm talking about Derek Chisora getting chopped down in five rounds by David Haye. Of course, David Haye, a former WBA heavyweight title holder, former cruiserweight champion, is 200 pounds. He pulled off what everybody expected. Chisora is not much of a fighter, although he did go the distance with Vitaly Klitschko earlier this year. Of course, Amir Khan on the short end of a knockout loss last night against Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia proves to 24 and zip 15 KOs. Amir Khan is the Amir Khan, A-M-I-R-K-H-A-N. That's his name. That's how it's spelled. Or is he Amir Khan, A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N. Well, he's 26-3, 18 KOs. Got knocked down in the third round, then got knocked down again in the fourth round, and it was all over after two knockdowns in the fourth round. The bottom line is his chin is not there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We got lots of boxing, lots of MMA to talk about. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free phone lines, please feel free to do so. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're broadcasting live at ringtalk.com, and we're doing the Twitter thing, twitter.com/ringtalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You here again? Didn't my old man say he was going to punch you in the nose if you came around here bothering us again?
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power.
Remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and you are tuned to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. We've got all kinds of platforms. Of course, the show is also airing live on my website at ringtalk.com. Speaking of ringtalk.com, we'll bring in one of my feature writers. He previews a lot of the fights, and of course, this weekend, boxing was plentiful as far as Showtime. I take that back, as far as HBO was concerned. Of course, Danny Garcia coming up with the upset win over Amir Khan. Derek Chisora falling in five rounds against David Haye. Lots of boxing to talk about. Big Johnny, how are you today?
Pedro, doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Last night, good little upset there. Upsets are good for boxing. I mean, I remember when Joe Namath, and I know you don't go back this far, but when Joe Namath upset, pulled that upset with the New York Jets in the Super Bowl, and then the New York Mets ended up winning the World Series, I think, in 69. These upsets, they helped the sport. The upset last night, I think, over Amir Khan with Danny Garcia, this kid coming out of Philadelphia, originally out of Puerto Rico, I think it's good for the game.
Everybody loves an underdog, especially an underdog story, regardless of the sport or movie or whatever. And plus, everyone likes a great fight. What a great fight that was last night, Pedro. And I give Amir Khan a lot of credit. He showed good speed, but the trademark for the staple of, rather the stable fighters for Freddie Roach is that, you know, these guys go in and they're very quick. They throw volume punches, but guess what? They don't defend themselves on the inside. Hence exactly what happened to him last night. Getting chin-checked with that beautiful left hook by Danny Garcia, who's not a real big puncher, but, man, when you land a shot nice, especially on the neck, he caught him right on the jaw and the neck. It just cuts off the oxygen a little bit. And then Amir Khan was never the same after that. All the respect and credit in the world to Danny Garcia, a la like a Josito Lopez number that he put on Victor Ortiz not too long ago.
Now, that should be the real fight, right? Josito Lopez and this kid Garcia, that should be the fight. I mean, Josito Lopez and Saul Alvarez are supposed to go in September. I don't know if it's going to be CBS or Showtime, whatever network's going to pick it up. But that's a mismatch. That could possibly get the guy hurt permanently.
Yeah, I think so. There's a big size difference there, as there was with Victor Ortiz. However, Saul Alvarez is not, you know, a baby in the ring. Ortiz, I think, is very green, makes stupid mistakes sometimes, whereas Alvarez is all business. And Ortiz is the kind of guy, if you can make him fight a certain way. You could dumb him into doing certain things. Alvarez is the type of guy that comes in and imposes his will. So I think he's going to have great difficulty in that fight. Had what happened last night with Khan and Garcia happened a week ago, you know, maybe we'd be talking about a fight between Lopez and Garcia, which I think would be a great fight. Hopefully Alvarez doesn't beat him up too bad and spoil that for the future, because that could be a good one.
You know, I watched the British feed last night with Jim Watt, the former WBC lightweight, that's 135-pound boxing champion out of Scotland. He was doing the color commentary on the British feed. I'm talking about the Amir Khan Danny Garcia fight, and, you know, they knew. Once he got dropped, once he got hurt, in fact, he sort of got wobbled a couple of times in the first couple of rounds. Not wobbled, but his legs looked like they were doing tricks on him. He didn't look like he had his legs at all after the first bell. I'm talking about Amir Khan. And my question to you, and I just left that on the last break, is it Amir Khan or is it A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N? Which one is it?
I think it's the second one. Here's what's up. I mean, HBO last night, they were riding him as far as they could. You know, talking about Garcia's cut, how bad it is. It really wasn't that bad. It wasn't going into the eye. And how quick Conor looked. Yeah, he looked quick, but he looked very vulnerable. And I think that, you know, it's kind of like in between both. I think Conor's a good fighter. And like I said, by way of a lot of Freddie Roach fighters, volume punchers, exciting guys, guys that go out there and they try to hurt you. But guess what? You got to protect yourself. I don't care how strong someone is in front of you, regardless if they have a shot or not. If they land clean in certain areas, whether it be to the liver, to the lungs, to the heart, to the neck, to the head, whatever, if they get you, they're going to short-circuit you. And eventually your legs are going to be taken out. And I think Amir Khan still has a future in boxing, just not quite, you know, to the superstar level that a lot of people anticipated at one point in time, even considering having a fight with Floyd Mayweather. Imagine that happened way back when. Oh, God.
He was the amateur prodigy of the UK. He was the superstar. He was the heir apparent to greatness. He was a kid with no limits, okay? Of course, then he got drilled by Bradis Prescott, the Colombian somewhat fringe contender. Didn't want a rematch with him. Of course, again, lost against Lamont Peterson, and that decision sort of up in the air right now because Peterson said that he took steroids before the fight. And the bottom line is, of course, they didn't have the rematch. Instead, he fought Danny Garcia last night. You know, I bet you he wishes he could have fought Lamont Peterson instead.
Yeah, without a doubt. Lamont Peterson wouldn't have done probably what Garcia did last night. He's not that type of guy. Garcia went out there, like, you know, with that one fight just recently, you know, with, what's that, Lando Felito, where he went out there against Lopez, and every time he got hit, he'd fire back. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of guy that's very aggressive, where Lamont Peterson is kind of passive-aggressive. Decent boxer, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to return and fight fire with fire.
Okay, now, we talked about Amir Khan. We talked about Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia pulling off a big upset last night as far as the minds of the odds makers were concerned. They had it 6-1. I learned how to set the line from Herb Lambeck of Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas, Nevada, who was considered the premier boxing handicapper for a couple of decades there. And I had it like a 3-1 fight. I didn't think it was a 6-1 fight. Did you?
I saw it at 4-1, 3-1, the odds around here. And I agree with that. I mean, again, looking at Garcia, he's unbeaten. That says something. Now, he didn't really fight great guys except for Eric Morales, and that was not Eric Morales of the 90s. This is Eric Morales of 2010 and beyond.
No, but Johnny, but Eric lasted longer than Amir Khan did. Amir Khan's supposed to be in his prime.
Well, he's a warrior, and Amir Khan clearly isn't. You know, I mean, I give him credit. He was trying to fire back with uppercuts. He was taking some big shots, but you know, it's in a different level of fighter, obviously. But, yeah, I think 4-1, 3-1, you know, someone made some money last night. They put in the 6-1.
Yeah. David
somebody
Hay.
Got paid.
David Hay, now 26-2, 24 KOs, chops down Derek Chisora with a couple of knockdowns in round number 5. Chisora drops to 15-4 with 9 KOs. Am I supposed to be impressed by that?
No. No, absolutely not. When he has someone that's in front of him, not the same size, obviously there was a huge weight disparity there, Hay being a smaller guy, but a guy that he could kind of look into his eyes and keep him at arm's length and kind of control the tempo, which he cannot do against a Klitschko. I mean, who can? But not really, because, again, his opponent didn't throw any shots last night. Chisora was just kind of walking around, plotting around, and, you know, every once in a while he tried to throw a clubbing barroom brawl shot, like right hand on top of his head, and luckily, you know, Hay didn't get hit with that shot and spoil the fight, and then you go to no contest type of situations, which is always possible, especially when you have sloppy fighters like that. Hay's speed is good. The problem with David Hay is that, you know, he's a situational fighter. Sometimes he's good, and sometimes he'll just think out the place. I mean, the fact that he threw more punches in the first round pretty much yesterday against Chisora than he did the entire fight against Klitschko, you know, for the most part, you know, he showed more life in that first 3 minutes than he did for the entire 12-round fight. And that was for a title and bragging rights after he talked all that junk. So, you know, I'm not really too impressed with him. I think if he fights a guy like a Seth Mitchell, I think that'd be a good fight. You know, we have other guys out there, Tyson Fury. Maybe they could do it overseas.
No, not Tyson.
Huge. No, you don't think so?
No, I think Tyson Fury is a fraud. I think David Price is a real deal over there. Of course, he was an Olympian, I think a silver medalist. And Tyson Fury gave up, I think, the European or the British Commonwealth title in order to not fight David Price. I think Price is like 13-0 with 11 KOs. He's just as tall as Tyson Fury, but Tyson Fury is so uncoordinated. He's just not a developed fighter, I don't think. I think Price is far further down the road as far as development is concerned, and I would like to see that fight happen, and so would a lot of people in the UK. Now, the fact that they went to Luxembourg, and they had the Luxembourg Boxing Commission sanction this fight, when the British Board of Boxing Control, the impotent British Board of Boxing Control, okay, because they're embassy, because they threatened to suspend anybody involved with this fight. They were going to suspend them. They were going to take away their license. They were going to take away their livelihood. They didn't do smack. Once Frank Warren, the promoter, got some lawyers and his legal team on him, they shut up like you wouldn't believe.
Exactly. And you wave that money in front of someone's face, it'll make people quiet up real fast.
Okay, now 30 to 35,000 people in a stadium yesterday, that's a significant draw there in the U.K.
Overseas, they do well. You look at even in Canada, you know, they have nice table setups next to the ring. You know, they usually sell out about 20,000 seat arenas. You see it a lot overseas. And in America, unfortunately, it's only when we have these big fights, you know, of course, the Mayweathers and Cotos and all those cats. You know, but overseas boxing is highly celebrated, especially in the U.K. Very passionate about what they do over there. You know, you can see every time Carl Froch fights, it's an event, people are screaming. And it's unfortunate. I wish we had more of that in America because it's very exciting when you see a fight to that magnitude. I did catch it with Cotto and Margarito, too, at the Garden. The atmosphere in there was just so electric. And I've been to rock concerts, like arena rock shows, and, you know, that just didn't even compare. That place was amazing that night. Wish we had it more.
Sounds like a UFC event. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll discuss MMA at about 35 minutes past the hour. Right now we're talking boxing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network with open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/ringtalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Though he is being systematically broken down, to his credit, he is fighting back in this round.
Oh, it's a gutty show, no question about it. It's just that he gets hit too hard and too often by somebody who really knows what he's doing.
The middleweight champion of the world.
Look at the mixture of body shots, uppercuts, left hooks, right crosses, tremendous jab. There's nothing Kelly Pavlik can't do against an opponent like that, and there's knockdown number three.
And, you know, none of those knockdowns came from a real clean punch to the degree where Locke's head snapped back.
And there comes the towel from Enzo Calzacchi, who's seen enough to know that anything else is simply a risk to Lockett's health. Third round knockout. Piece of cake.
A great performance by Kelly Pavlik.
He's a hell of a fighter.
A great performance.
The mighty horns of the Tower of Power. Little Kelly Pavlik clip coming back there. Of course, now campaigning at 168 pounds. Can he make it back to the top? I don't think so. I think he's done. Stick a fork in him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We'll talk MMA at about 35 minutes past the hour. Want to say get well soon. Actually, he is getting well. He's mending. I'm talking about the Hall of Fame promoter, Don Chargan, who's been promoting since 1951. That's right, 1951. 61 years of boxing. Why isn't this guy in the Guinness Book of World Records? Anyway, Don War a Week Chargan, that's the nickname he picked up as the matchmaker at the Olympic Auditorium for promoter Eileen Eaton for about 20 years down there in L.A. He is feeling better. He's been in the hospital twice in the last month and a half. I talked to him yesterday. He is feeling sharp, 83 years old, and still one of the most brilliant minds in the world of boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to mention the fact that the world IBF flyweight champion, my girl, Ava Knight, pretty as she is, went down there and challenged Mariana Juarez, the WBC champion at 112 pounds. Ava's the IBF title holder. She went down there and challenged her last night in Ontario, California. Juarez won a split decision in 10 over Shindo Go. Juarez is now 34-5-2. Shindo drops to 10-2 with 8 KOs. But the bottom line is, women's boxing may be heating up a little bit. I had a show in this recently with all women on it, and I thought it was a pretty good show with Ava Knight and, of course, the young lady going off to the Olympics. But she's not going to fight in the Olympics. She weighs 152 pounds, and they don't have a welterweight class in the Olympics. Only thing they've got in the Olympics this year for women is 112, 132, and 165 pounds. And I think that that's pure discrimination in my own mind, and I would have filed a class action lawsuit had I had a lawyer and had I been a female fighter in one of those other weight divisions. But it hasn't happened in the Olympic Committee. They don't want women's boxing. They really don't want it, and they're sort of like sneaking it in there on the side, you know, just three weight classes. Johnny, don't you think that's sort of a chicken spit there, the fact that they've only got three weight classes for women, and, you know, women go from 112 pounds to 105 pounds to heavyweight?
Absolutely, man. I think people should be allowed to do whatever it is they want to do, so long as they're healthy enough and in sound mind enough to do it, plain and simple. You know, they definitely should have more divisions for the women. It would help the sport, you know, as far as women audience is concerned, because they don't really have much of a fan base anymore since Leila Ali left, and there was, of course, Christy Martin, who made some noise for a while. But, you know, you really don't have that figure right now in women's boxing, and, you know, you would hope that maybe the Olympics could be a ground for, you know, a new foundation for that. But unfortunately, with the limited exposure it's going to have on television, of course, and just in the gaming in general, you know, it's not going to really help, no.
All right. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the WBC, WBC middleweight title holder, okay? And Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, who the WBC gave some silver belt, some champion emeritus type of award or some kind of crap like that. Anyway, I saw a press picture of them in New York City this week, and Chavez is holding the belt, and Martinez is standing next to him wearing a sweater. I mean, that gives the casual sporting fan the impression that Chavez is the man here when Martinez is the man. I mean, he is the true world middleweight champion.
He might even be the true pound-for-pound champion, especially by the time this fight's over, considering that Mayweather's in jail and we don't know his condition when he comes out. And Pacquiao is really on a decline, you know, and Donaire really didn't impress me too much last week. So, you know, he's up there. It's up there for the taking with a spectacular performance. Make no mistake to anyone listening that Sergio Martinez is without a doubt the better fighter and without a doubt the champ at that weight class. I mean, I did look at the press conference a little bit and the two of them next to each other. I did see a little size difference there. I wasn't expecting to see that great of a difference. But to be honest with you, I know Martinez is a shorter guy. I've seen him in person a couple times. He's actually not very large at all. Looks bigger on TV. Chavez dwarfs him a little bit, and my only concern is that he'll come in the ring that night probably 180 pounds. But I would also think that might be to his undoing because of how athletic Martinez is and how much he's going to make him work all those pounds in the ring. And that's a lot of weight to be moving around with a guy like Martinez, especially for a Schedule 12, which I don't think it's going to go.
Well, Marianne Owen, one of the premier photographers in the world of boxing, she's out of Las Vegas. She has promised me or said that she will get me Sergio Martinez for next week's show. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with the man originally born in Argentina, learned how to fight in Spain, and now, of course, he resides in Oxnard, California. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, he'll be in jail until probably the 27th of this month, somewhere around that. He won an ESPY this week.
Yes, he did, and he deserved one. I thought Andre Ward as well, a tremendous fighter. You know, and I think that you were talking about Kelly Pavlik a minute ago, too, going back to that, not to jump around. But at 168, really, even if he gets there, I mean, can you picture him fighting Andre Ward? Andre Ward would take his head off. You know, he is such a magnificent fighter at 168. I know did he move up for the Chad Dawson fight?
No, they're going to make – Chad Dawson's going to come down for that, I think, September 8th over in Oakland. But Chad Dawson's going to come down to 168, and they're going to fight for both belts.
Well, fantastic, then. You know what? At 168, no one's touching him. I believe even with Chad Dawson, as complacent as he is, and what a great, spectacular athlete and counterpuncher that Ward is, and just a masterful boxer, he should just mop the floor with him.
Okay, let's talk Filipino boxing for a minute. Nonito Donaire, is he losing to Lester, and is he scared to death of Guillermo Rigueno, the Cuban?
I think he is, and I think Bob Arum is, and he's always preventing these great fights. That's why I'm shocked that, you know, Chavez is actually fighting Martinez, but they really were forced into that fight. But going back to Rigondeaux and Donaire there, he's going to protect him as long as he can, you know, and unfortunately he made that mistake with Juan Manuel Lopez, Wama, and, you know, that fight that could have happened with Uriokas Gamboa, you know, that, you know, he just kept pushing and pushing and holding and putting to the sidelines. And then, of course, it cost him a lot of money and it's, you know, jeopardized a great fight for a lot of fans. And I think he's doing that here with Rigondeaux because I know he's scared as hell. And, you know, for me, Donaire, he's not the puncher he used to be. He doesn't have that flash, with the exception of that Montiel fight. We haven't seen it in a while. And it's almost like a little bit of a Pacquiao thing happening there, in my opinion. He's not fighting with that kind of fire and intensity. He was even complaining about legs and cramping. Why these guys are having leg issues at this level of the game, and they're not coming in. Listen, when you're an athlete, I get that you're never 110%. I get that. You never will be, especially the minute you lace up those boxing gloves for the first time. Your hands are going to hurt. Your legs are going to hurt. Occupational hazard. But why are these guys suffering so much and getting all these cramps and aches and pains during the fight? Like, these guys, do they not know what's happening in their training camp with their, you know, nutritionists and the people that are stretching them out and working them out? You know, they have to be more careful. So to answer your question, I think they're scared as hell. And, you know, I would be too. Rigondeaux is a beast.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao, his stock value has plummeted in the last couple of years, I think. I think he should have fought Floyd Mayweather probably in 2010 when Floyd was just coming off that one fight with Juan Manuel Marquez, and Floyd was a bit rusty, and I thought that was his best opportunity. Now, 2 years have gone by. Manny Pacquiao has tasted defeat, whether it was controversial or not, to Tim Bradley, but now he's probably going to fight Juan Manuel Marquez a fourth time. Is there any other direction he can go in? Is it about time to stick a fork in Manny as well?
The Marquez fight or the next move he makes will tell that. It's kind of like in between right now. You know, you can see the decline there, like I mentioned before. He's not the same electric fighter he was 2 years ago when the Floyd Mayweather fight would have been a spectacular fight. Unfortunately, he's not that same guy. With Marquez is always motivated to come in and, you know, bring the best out of both guys. That's why those fights are really good and actually great. And so we'll see what happens there. If he goes in a different direction, like, say, a Brandon Rios moves up in weight, or there's a couple other guys out there that, you know, are messing around at 147 or 154 area, you know, with some names and stuff. That's not what the public wants. The public wants to see Manny Pacquiao fighting superstars like a Mayweather or a Marquez. And I think at this point in time, it's important that he fights either or. Hopefully we get the Marquez fight, and I think we'll get the answer to our question in that fight if that happens.
Juan Manuel Marquez, I got about 35, 40 seconds. I think he's lost a little bit as well. I think both fighters are on the decline. One's 38 years old. The other one's like 33 or 34. So they're both getting long in the tooth. It'll be a great match as far as boxing fans are concerned, and that might take place in November. Johnny Signorello of Joyzy and of ringtalk.com, all the best to you, my brother.
Pedro, respect, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Drummer John, folks. That's what I call him. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Next up, the MMA segment of the show. We talk UFC. We talk Strikeforce. We talk Bellator. We talk mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Experts say the less-than-terrific economy has spawned a new trend toward value and saving money. Well, I guess that would officially make Motel 6, still the home of clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain, way ahead of the curve. Being smart with your money has never been cooler, and if being hip and trendy is wrong, I don't want to be right. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Right now at Lowe's, get $50 off every $500 purchase of all in-stock lumber, like decking, plywood, fencing, storage buildings, and landscape timbers. Plus, save 25% off the purchase of special order leveler cellular shades and faux wood blinds. Escape the sting of summer with Ultra Kill Wasp and Hornet Killer for just $1. That's more than half off. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/16. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Yeah, Sepp, he's taking a little bit of a beat here.
Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough. Bobby Lashley, he had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You drinking that stuff so early?
Listen, doll girl, when you drink as much as I do, you got to start early.
The theme from the Mod Squad. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This past week, it's been a pretty good week as far as MMA is concerned, of course. Mark Munoz, a 3-1 favorite over Chris Weidman. It was the main event for the UFC on Fuel TV card from San Jose, California, the HP Pavilion, the home of the NHL San Jose Sharks. But guess what? He didn't win. I'm talking about Mark Munoz. He was a 3-1 favorite. He came in, so confident, so cocky, looking to fight Anderson Silva for the World Middleweight Championship of the UFC, of course. That didn't turn out because Weidman won via TKO and two with a flurry of punches on the ground. And that's promoted that prompted the referee to stop the fight at 137 of the round. He's taller. He's 9-0. And when I ran the poll in the row I was sitting at the HP Pavilion as far as who was going to win the fight was concerned, not one person picked Weidman. He's taller. He's got a longer reach. He's got better legs. He's an outstanding wrestler. Hasn't got a scar on his face. He's a pretty boy. I think he's the future, one of the future stars in the world of mixed martial arts. Unfortunately, only 300,000 people, 291,000 people or something like that, tuned in for the main event. Okay? When you've got 350 million people in the country and only 291,000 people see a fight, that's like the fight not even taking place. Seriously, I'm telling you, this Fuel TV thing has backfired on the UFC. The UFC signed this big deal with Fox for 10 years for $100 million, okay? But the bottom line is they've got to put their prelim fights instead of Spike TV, which used to, get about like $1.6 million, $1.5 million, $1.4 million as far as viewers are concerned. Fuel TV is getting 291,000 people. Come on, give me a break, okay? We need to do something about that because FX Cable, the next step up in the Fox chain, because it goes from Fuel TV to FX Cable to Fox on the network, the Fox TV network, okay? And, of course, Fox is only showing 4 shows a year, show each quarter, and FX is showing usually the prelims for these UFC pay-per-views. But the bottom line is FX Cable does not want to break into their schedule to put a UFC, like, on Fuel TV type of a card on when they can get better numbers with some of their other programming. So the bottom line is, Fuel TV, we're stuck with it. Not too many people have it. I know DirecTV is the only major provider that's got it going on. And speaking of DirecTV, man, an impasse between DirecTV and Viacom has resulted in 17 channels, including Spike TV and MTV2. Of course, they air, I'm talking about TNA Impact Wrestling, and MTV2 airs the Bellator Fighting Championships. They pulled... there's an impasse and no longer on DirecTV. So the bottom line is DirecTV and Viacom are pointing the fingers at each other, and the bottom line is 17 stations are no longer carried on DirecTV and Viacom, and they have an impasse, and it ain't going to get settled anytime soon. And the bottom line is who loses? The viewers. And you know what? Speaking of satellite TV, I remember back in the days when there was only 10 people watching satellite TV per city. I'm talking about DirecTV. Of course, there's a Dish Network now. But it was hot there for a while, a couple of years ago. Even I had it, okay? But everybody sort of reverted back to cable. And the statistics sort of back me up on that the Dish Network and DirecTV are dropping in popularity and people are going back to actual cable. Why? I just think that the novelty has worn off, It just has. The DirecTV's got some extra channels and things like that. But, you get the same thing with cable. So I think cable, as far as the price is concerned, it's about the same, but people feel better with the hardline cable, and they're going back to hardline cable. So the Viacom and DirecTV dispute, it's going to hurt a lot of people, especially a lot of MMA fans. Of course, Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, headed by Bjorn Rebney, their CEO. Of course, they feature tournaments both in female and male MMA competition. They will be back for their next season, I think, in a couple of months. But, of course, in January, they go to Spike TV, and that'll generate probably about $1 million, $1.5 million as far as people watching their cards are concerned. Because right now on MTV2, they're doing like Fuel TV numbers, like 200,000 people. They're just not getting it on. So, all right, look, something's got to be done. We either need an MMA channel, a UFC channel. I know the WWE is talking about doing their own channel starting in November. It was supposed to start in May, but now it's going to start in November. Okay, but the UFC has got to do something because these Fuel TV cards, nobody's seeing them. Nobody at all. And it's just not good because The sport needs that. The sport really, really needs the exposure, especially right now. It's, the sport's still developing. I mean, it's not a mainstream sport per se. It can be because of the demographics, because of the fact that, you know, there are fighters of every color in the world of MMA. I mean, so it can draw in Mexican Americans, it can draw in the white contingent, it can draw in the black guys. I mean, it can draw in every racial and ethnic group you can imagine because of the fact that MMA is so varied as far as their ethnicity and things like that's concerned. So the bottom line is it can be a mainstream sport, but it's got to get mainstream publicity. And being on Fuel TV just doesn't work. It just doesn't work at all. So Dana White, I know you guys got $100 million for that deal with Fox, but guess what? The Fuel TV thing, it's killing you. It's like cutting off one leg. Speaking of cutting off one leg, man, I'm telling you, last night, pretty good fights on Showtime. Of course, I'm talking about Luke Rockhold holding on to the Strikeforce World Middleweight. That's 185-pound championship. Strikeforce and UFC are owned by the same company, Zuffa Sports. Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, of course, they own the majority of it. I think it's 77%. And then the Dubai government owns 13%. And then Dana White, the president and czar of the UFC, he owns another 10%. But the bottom line is they're owned by the same companies, okay? And last night they had a card in Portland, Oregon. Pretty good card, no question about it. As I said, Luke Rockhold holding on to the World Middleweight Championship of the Strikeforce MMA company with a 4-1 in round score, 49-46 on the scorecards all the way across. And he looked great, had great, how can I put this? He did it all. I mean, I don't know how he lost the one round. I really don't. I thought he won all five straight. But the bottom line is Kennedy tried to wrestle. He was a fair grappler going in, but he wasn't in the league of Luke Rockhold. And Luke Rockhold is the face. He is the male face that the Fertittas and to a lesser extent, of course, Dana White, they want to put, and Scott Coker, the president of Strikeforce, want to make him the male face, want to make him the male face of Strikeforce. And speaking of faces, guess who got the most popularity last night as far as Strikeforce fighters were concerned? Yeah, the girl that I've been talking about for months now. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Of course, she's going August 18th against Sarah Kaufman. It'll be in San Diego, California on Showtime. But the bottom line is Ronda's popular, man. She was at the ESPYs the other night, and I want to sort of congratulate Floyd Mayweather for winning an ESPY, but I really think that Andre Ward should have won the one for boxing. As far as MMA is concerned, the UFC really didn't go out there and promote and push any of their fighters like I thought they would, because Golden Boy Promotions pushed Floyd Mayweather Jr. big time, and he came away with an ESPY, even though he is in the can. Also, on the Saturday night card, of course, the Strikeforce card airing from Portland, Oregon, the World Welterweight Championship was on the line. That's 170 pounds of the Strikeforce MMA group. And, of course, we're talking about Nate Marquardt. Hey, he's been off a while. He took a great punch in the first round by Tyron Woodley, but from that point forward, it was all Marquardt. They call him Nate the Great. Well, guess what? A hellacious uppercut ended matters with Nate the Great winning the title, of course, in the third round. Bottom line is, he's a good fighter. Roger Gracie was on the card last night. That's right. He of the famous Gracie family. And when I talked with the WrestlingObserver.com's Dave Meltzer recently and talked to him about Hoist Gracie, could Hoist Gracie compete in today's UFC? And he said, definitely not. Well, Roger Gracie, a relative, he can compete in today's world of MMA. And last night he defeated the Dean of Mean of, talking about Keith Jardine of Albuquerque, New Mexico. The scores were 29-27. Twice in 28-27. And get this heavyweight, he must have cut off a leg to make 185 pounds. We're talking about Lorenz Larkin, started training at 233 pounds and weighed 185 pounds last night against Robbie Lawler, but he beat on Robbie Lawler like he was a punching bag. Despite losing the weight, he stayed strong throughout the entire three rounds and won 30-27 coming across the board. Okay, UFC 149 coming down. Of course, that's coming down Saturday, July 21st, the main event, Uriah Faber, of course, 26-5, pretty good fighter. Of course, the former champion out of Sacramento, California, the state capital here in California. He's taking on Renan Barrero, who's 30-1. Barrero's a pretty good fighter. He's a little bigger than Faber. Faber's a little shorter than him. And according to my experts, Barrero's got the upper hand here. If Faber was able to win, that would be good for the sport because of the fact that he draws well in Sacramento, California. I mean, he could sell out the Arco Arena, especially if he was to take on T.J. Dillashaw. Is that his name? I think the kid that fought on the card the other night in San Jose, California. But that would be a hell of a match. But that is the main event coming to you from Calgary, Canada, of course. That's Saturday, July 21st. The fights begin on Facebook at about 4 p.m. Pacific time. Then 5 p.m. Pacific time, they switch to FX Cable. Then, of course, at 7 p.m. Pacific time, they go live on pay-per-view. And I'll be watching that fight at Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California. That's rickys.com. They're on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple of blocks off of East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. The co-main event, Hector Lombard. Kid that, not a kid, but a guy that just came from the Bellator Fighting Championships. He's 31-2 with a draw and one no contest. He's taking on tough Tim Boetsch. Boetsch is 15-4, and there's a big height disadvantage here. I mean, Lombard's going to come in at 5'9". Boetsch is about 6'1", so there's a height disadvantage there. But the bottom line is Lombard gets it done. He's a brawler. He's a worker. He fights the entire 5 minutes of every round. This will be 3 5-minute rounds. They will hook it up, and at the end of the night, I think Lombard will be the winner. Okay, Chet Congo's on the card. He's taking on Sean Jordan. Brian Ebersole, the veteran, 50-14-1 with one no contest. If you call this guy a week before a fight, 3 days before a fight, he goes, I'll take it. He's taking on James Head, who's 8-2. So I don't know if Head's going to get his head handed to him or not, but Brian Ebersole, he is the veteran of the world of mixed martial arts and the UFC. And Court McGee is taking on one of my favorite fighters, a kid from Calgary, Canada, the hometown lad. I'm talking about Nick Ring, a guest on Ring Talk Live Worldwide a few weeks back, 12-1, taking on Court McGee, 13-2. One guy's 5'11", Court McGee. The other guy, Nick Ring, is 6'1". And, you know, people laugh at me when I say that height and reach is such an advantage. Well, it sure was the other night with Chris Weidman and Mark Munoz. I mean, it really was. I mean, there was no doubt about it. You could just see it. When Weidman stuck out his arm and showed the difference in height and size and reach, you know, Munoz sort of said, whoa, because Munoz tried to take him down a couple times, but Weidman has never been taken off his feet in his MMA career, albeit limited. Now 9-0, but only 9 fights, has never been taken down. That's quite an accomplishment, folks, because Munoz tried and failed miserably. And the bottom line is, I think in a year from now, Weidman will be ready for the World Middleweight Championship, whether Anderson Silva holds it or not. And is Anderson Silva ever going to have that catchweight fight with Georges St-Pierre? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Georges keeps talking about it. Will he fight John Jones, a World Light Heavyweight Champion? Will he do something like that? In other words, really, there's nothing left for Anderson Silva to prove at 185. I think he's got 9 or 10 successful defenses, which has got to be a record in the UFC. And the bottom line is, you know, he's really got nothing left. He erased all doubts when he stopped Chael Sonnen in UFC 148 with punches. I mean, he erased all the doubts. Of course, Sonnen had beaten him up pretty much for 4.5 rounds over in Oakland, California, about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now, August of 2010, I believe. And he got submitted in the 5th round. Got lazy, got blew it in the 5th round, lost the fight. But UFC 148, Anderson Silva in control and stopped him on punches. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to mention this for you pro wrestling fans. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, will be on the 1,000th episode of Raw, Monday Night Raw. It looks like it'll go down July 23rd. So if you're a Dwayne Johnson fan, guess what? He'll be on Raw. That's on USA Cable on July 23rd. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline and the American Forces Network. Yes, how I'd love to walk
down that golden street, hand in hand. How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10-1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you.
Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, reminding you that Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs the inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts every Saturday for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then again on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, we do the weekend wrap right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The UFC champions, as I speak, the bantamweight champion, that's 125 pounds, is Dominic Cruz. But of course, he's out. That's why Faber and Barreiro are fighting next week for the bantamweight, the interim bantamweight championship. Dominic Cruz, 19-1. Jose Aldo is a featherweight champion. He's 21-1. Benson Henderson is 15-2. He is the lightweight champion. That's 155 pounds. 170 pounds, of course, is Georges St-Pierre, 22-2. Anderson Silva at middleweight, 185, 30-4. John Jones, 16-1, is the light heavyweight champion. And the heavyweight champion of the world, as far as the UFC is concerned, is Junior Dos Santos, 15-1. He will be meeting Cain Velasquez, possibly in Rio de Janeiro, in December. We don't know exactly, but that's what they're talking about right now down there in Las Vegas in the Azufa Sports offices. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. I thank you so much for tuning in. Until next week, much peace, much respect.